He brings it to his. Yes? What was this tree bread? What was this bread? Was it the Holy Spirit? Or what was it?
It was not the Holy Spirit.
Yeah?
It was not the Holy Spirit. It was the human spirit.
Aywa?
With the human spirit.
The eternal spirit. Arroh al-Khayr. لما ربنا نزل نقطع ربط حلو قوي بسيطة فتخلينا نمشي. These points will guide us to the main point, which is the word of the Holy Spirit. And when did we receive, when have the mankind received that? When God created Adam, he breathed into his face. Should And some people explain that he breathed into his face and then he became a live spirit for our lives. Osara Adam, Nafsan, Hab. Then the bread that the Lord gave to Adam at that time, he did not repeat that to Eve, Lee. Because if he gave that to Adam, the spirit of life to live forever, then any part of Adam will be also living forever. That's why when he created Eve from his rib, he did not breathe into his her face. But it's one spirit for life, from Adam to the whole creation. Right? Do you think that the Lord left the mankind without commandment or without helping him to be dead from the very beginning or not? From the very beginning, did he give him commandment? And how did he give him power to carry out this command? What was this power? Taraf Ehri. There was one law from Adam, like Moses, from Adam to Moses. If a Lord can actually descend from Adam to Moses, can make. Salma Bulus Rasul. Salma from Yaman. The law of Yaman.
Law of the human.
Of men.
Law of human. Law of humanity.
Haka Mish Mawdudah created creation cause. That's the name of Sam Fah. Law of conscience. Al-Damir. Allah khalaq al-insan namus al-Damir. He created in Adam the law of conscience. And the creation lives from Adam to Moses with the law of conscience. Because until that time, there was no written commandments on two tablets which were given to Moses. However, although the people misused this conscience or corrupted this conscience, but there were many righteous people who went according to the conscience, like Noah, Noah and his family, Daniel يقدر يوصل الإنسان لأعلى حاجة، لكن برضه كان الإفورت إيه؟ Very difficult. With the law of conscience to reach this top, to reach this level. We read also about Job, and Job was before Abraham. يعني نعرف عن أيوب اللي أيوب كان قبل إبراهيم. مش كده؟ قال إيه أيوب؟ قال إيه؟ ها؟ I put a covenant to my heart. How then I look to a virgin. عهدا قطعت بعيناي فكيف اتامل في عذابي. Although there was مش منظر من الوقت ده كان في ايه؟ يعني منظر من السماء كانت توت يعني ليه بيتساب حد؟ It was but John had just one life. And he begot 10 children. And when the Lord raised the temptation from him, he gave them him 10 children again, 7 boys and 3 girls. Exactly like what he had before the temptation. Here I say that man could live with their conscience, very good life, but not perfect. He reached high level, but not the top. The second step started with Moses, when the Lord gave him what's called Law of Moses. Although it's called Law of God, come on, because it was written with his finger, finger of God. Okay? 10 commandments. God. Although the Lord saved the children of Israel 10 times, punishing the Egyptians, saving the Jews, but their hearts were very hard. They gave a very hard time to Moses during the 40 years in the wilderness. Rabbi Enge, Rabbina, يعني عاقب المصريين وفي نفس الوقت كان بيحمي اليهود 10 مرات لغايه اخر ضربه اللي تنزل بالافكار بالرغم من كده تعبوا قلب موسى جدا في البريه 40 سنة. اكل جاب لهم في ال 40 سنة، شرب جاب لهم من الميه، لحمه جاب لهم من السلوى. ومع كده برضه ايه؟ ما عجبهمش الكل. In less than 40 days, alone without Moses, they worship the idols. معاهم الكل كده golden wood. All the gold that they had from the Egyptians when they were leaving Egypt to Sinai, the earrings, when the silver bracelets, the ring, small chokher, my brother, the English brooches, my dear, the gold, every gold piece they had, they gave it to Aaron, and Aaron, they forced Aaron, and Aaron, the Burlum, they worshipped God, saying, "This is your God who saved you from Egypt." The conscience was very hard to follow. And when the Lord, when Moses came down and found that, he broke the 2 tablets. And the Lord did not punish him for that. Why? Because the people were not worthy of these commandments. They went backwards. Hundreds of years. wanted from the very beginning to dwell in the heart of his people, to be in their hearts. And these hearts are very hard and are not able to be mentioned of the Holy Spirit. So one of the main reasons of the salvation that the Lord came down from heaven to let the performance of that redemption of salvation perfect, and the blood has not become the blood of animals, but the blood of an innocent man, sinless man, eternal man, almighty man, without sin, the incarnate God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, when he performed, when he finished, when he cried out on the cross, "It is finished," I was buried in the tomb, and rose from the dead, appearing after that 40 days, like the 40 days that ended last Thursday, appearing to them, teaching them all the issues of the kingdom of God. It was essential now, because there is no perversion, mafish devati, any obstacle to prevent the man not only from receiving the Holy Spirit, but from being a temple of the Holy Spirit, a mansion of the Holy Spirit, an altar of the Holy Spirit. That's why these 10 days are very important to us. This period is saying that the disciples were very happy of the ascension of our Lord into heavens. Why? Why? We explained it during the ascension vespers, Ashim. Why? Do you remember that? Why did the disciples, why were the disciples very glad, although they missed our Lord Jesus Christ who lived with them years? They missed him, they won't be able to see him. But they were very glad. Why? Because he arose our bodies into heavens through his resurrected body. And this is the meaning of ascension. Because our Lord Jesus Christ didn't need to arise from the dead. He didn't need to arise from the dead. Power, force. Our very good friend of God, Jesus Christ, in every manner. But in body, in a human manner, oh, that is our being stamped. The body that he took from us through the Mother of God and the Holy Spirit, he arose to be in heavens. And thus, there is nothing stand against the descendants of the Holy Spirit. That's why these 10 days are awaiting days from the disciples in the upper room of the house of St. Mark, waiting for the coming down of the Holy Spirit from heaven. Then, the aim of God for the man to be carrying the Holy Spirit and all from the Holy Spirit has come now. Nothing to prevent. Just we need to do as he did. He died, we died. He was buried, we were buried. He arose, we arose into baptism. And then after that, Allah. conscience is very good, but the conscience could be rational. But the Holy Spirit is absolute. And this is the main difference. The conscience can give you compromises. You live, for example, in Africa, and because of the hot weather, you find many of the women topless. We cannot do that, but there, it's normal. The conscience does not blame them. This is the nature, this is the al-bi'a. This is the environment. This is what they are. And so on. But the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. That's why now actually, Sarko said, an English Bible, Sarko said in chapter 8 to the epistle to his, from his epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, there is no condemnation now has on those who walk not according to the flesh in guilt, but according to the Spirit. The man in the Old Testament was making great effort. Yes, the Lord was helping them. The Holy Spirit was inspiring to some of the prophets and righteous men. But in the New Testament now, the man who died, or the person who died, and arose and was confirmed with the Holy Spirit, his normal life is to refuse the sin. His normal life is to live in purity. His normal life is putting the money under his feet. His normal life is living lovely or in love and practice the love. Because God is love to everyone, even to the enemies. Easily. This is the norm. What is the abnormal? Opposite of what I said. So the Holy Spirit now, we started the story from the beginning. Conscience, Ten Commandments, but in the New Testament, khalas, we do not need an effort to reject the sin. We are not slaves to the sin at all. Why? Because in us we have a power, and this power is called the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord said to them clearly, if I don't go, you will not be receiving the power from the heart. If I don't go, you will not aim. You will not have the answer, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. In the Mantalit, Laetiko, and Maazi. What is the comfort part? In the Spirit of God. That's why in chapter 8, the most important chapter, who spoke about the Holy Spirit. He described the Spirit very clearly. For example, he said, you are not in the flesh. Verse 9. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Allora, tu grazie, mi spiegate. Even
كفافا أعطنا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير. مسيح صار من لك الملك والقوة والمجد الأبد، أمين.